Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week on our podcast, you gave us a question. Do we chase the gift or the giver? Which I think is a good thing to think about and ponder. And you took this from the book of Acts in the Bible, where there is this man named Simon, who was a sorcerer, who got prayed over by, was it Paul or Peter? I've forgotten. Paul. Yes. In the Bible. And he receives the Holy Spirit. But then he sees the disciples doing these miraculous things. And so Simon asks if he can pay for that particular gift so he can do the same
miracles.
Yes. And the disciples say, well, you don't really understand, therefore, what we've given you or what we're doing, because the Holy Spirit, which we receive, is free for everyone. You don't have to pay for it. It's freely given and we can all receive it. It's available to all of us. So Simon didn't fully understand that and he was learning that that's okay. But it means like Simon wasn't chasing after God. He was chasing after the effect or the miracle.
Of what he could see.
Yes. And so that's why you ask the question, do we chase the gifts or the giver? And I think it's an interesting question because I want to chase God, the giver, but at the same time, I know that God blesses us with gifts. So sometimes I think there can be a bit of, for me, I am chasing the gifts, but I'm also chasing the giver. Well, God, like there's a bit of both.
Yeah,
you know
God
I mean?
Asks us to ask for more faith. So in many ways, we're chasing more faith, but we're asking God for more faith. So we're asking the giver to give us more gift. So we're chasing God to give us the gift, if you know what I mean. Yeah. So it really depends what we're chasing. Are we chasing the gift and really don't care about God, the God factor? Or are we chasing God because we desire to have more faith and belief and trust and hope in him? And we're human, so I think we do encompass going from one to the other to the other to the other, you know, like the gift, the giver, the gift, the giver. But it's still good to look at our attitude. Like Simon didn't get it. He was an early believer. He'd only just been prayed over. Yeah. He had to get knowledge. He had to get teaching. He had to then probably sit before the Lord and, you know, as we do, fall on our face sometimes and get up again and God teach us and share with us and love us and, you know, draw us to himself more. So that's okay. And whoever's listening, you could be feel like you're a baby Christian or you're a more mature Christian.
Yeah.
But whatever, wherever we are on our journey to God, with God, towards him drawing us to himself, to his holiness, we should check our attitudes. Are we chasing what God can give us or are we chasing God? And because we chase God, we all get the gifts. We all get, you know, like, you know, it says some will be able to prophesy, some can teach, some can lead, some can, you know, pray in tongues, some can heal. Now, God may make those gifts available to everybody, or there's some that seem to stick out greater than others. You notice people who have the gift of teaching and others who just don't know how to put string two words together. But they then can care better than the teachers. So, but sometimes we chase after, I want to be the one on stage. I want to be the preacher because that's better. It's no better.
Yeah, that comes down to our heart.
Yes, about, the attitude.
Yeah. I think another thing too is it's okay to pray for the gift, but recognizing who gives the gift.
Yes, yes.
And so it's, knowing that when I'm given a gift, It's the Holy Spirit in me that then is working, which is God. It's not Emma.
No, and we can desire more of that gift. Because don't gifts make you feel good?
Yeah.
That God wants it to make it feel good.
Mm.
But he doesn't want us to chase that feeling.
Yeah.
He wants us to know this gift is for a purpose, and the purpose is for our benefit, but also for other benefit, others. Because God is never just looking at himself. What does God do? God says, love the Lord your God, but love your neighbor as yourself. He's so encompassing. So it's okay to feel good and to chase, want more of that gift, but to recognize who gives it to us.
Yes, and recognizing that because God wants us to fall more in love with him and wants others to, he's drawing all of us to him, that's why he's also given it
for he that gives purpose more gifts too, yes.
of bringing people to know him yes. and love him. And so, yeah, that's something that we certainly, each of us individually can check our hearts for what we're desiring.
And it's just checking your heart, just going, oh, yeah, maybe I'm chasing the gift a bit more than even appreciating God.
I think remembering too, like I've just written here in my notes, the gifts are nothing without the giver.
Totally.
So when we're given these particular gifts, because they're infused with Holy Spirit power,
we won't even know how to unwrap them if we don't get the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Yes. Yeah, it's not to be used by ourselves. So I've just kind of got for the weekly challenge this week to chase after God.
Yes.
Like rather than the gifts. And I suppose another element we can do is to have that heart checkup. Of who am I really chasing? Am I chasing the gifts or the giver?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a similar thing when we've got circumstances in our life too, where we ask God to come and change a circumstance. We do want that, but we also should want him more than the other.
Yeah.
So that's the challenge for this week, to chase after God. So we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.